Ruth. Ruthie, it's time to get up.
Hmm?
Milking.
Oh.
The alarm's gone.
Oh, it's never 5:30.
It is. Well, new time anyway.
What?
You know the clock's...
So it's only really 4:30.
I'm sorry, love, but you did volunteer.
Why?
I don't know, really.
No, why have we got to go on by a whole hour? Why not 5 minutes a day?
Well, lots of reasons. I think of all the timers that have to be changed.
Yeah, okay, David. It was a rhetorical question. All right. I'll go and give the cows their annual surprise.
Go on, then.
All right. I didn't get off till about 2 with you tossing and turning.
Think how I feel.
At least you can stay in bed.
I can't get comfy. Oh. I think I'll get up anyway.
Your shoulder's still hurting?
It's pretty painful, yes.
We're going to have some making up to do with Sam and Kirsty. Making him cancel his weekend off.
No.
I thought milking this morning was the least I could do.
Maybe you can have next weekend instead.
Well, let's get through the week first.
Yeah, right.
Well, getting through today is going to be enough.
At least there's an hour less of it than usual.
That's the problem. Don't suppose there's any chance of a cup of tea when you stir yourself?
What? Do my best. Oh, Ruth.
Yeah?
Happy Mother's Day.
Morning, Alan.
Oh, hello, Neil. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Well, it's a lovely morning to be out on the bike.
Oh, isn't it?
Glorious. Happy Mothering Sunday, Susan.
Oh, thanks. I've been very spoilt so far.
Quite right, too. Emma's first one as well, eh? You'll have to take her one of our posies.
Yeah, I will. Not that she's got George today.
Oh?
Sunday's always Will's day, and in the end she decided to leave it as it was.
Well, it's a very mature decision.
She's in the shop all day anyway, and she'll see George tonight.
Yeah, he doesn't know what day it is, does he?
No. Well, I've got to hand it to you. You're all coping very well with a very difficult situation.
It doesn't feel like it sometimes.
Oh, you are, though. It's not easy.
No, it isn't. Just when you think everything's going okay, there's something new comes up.
You do know if there's ever anything I can do, talk to them together or separately, I don't know if it'd be appropriate, but the offer's there.
Oh, thanks. It'd be better having you involved than Usha anyway.
Susan!
I only meant we don't want to get into going to solicitors.
No, I don't suppose you do.
Well, I'd better get on and open up the tower anyway.
Yeah. Oh, Neil, before you do, you've heard about David's accident.
Oh, showing off, I heard.
Well, that's between him and Ruth, but it's made me think we've really got to be on top of the safety aspect of this soapbox derby.
Yeah, you're right.
And I was wondering if you'd be a steward?
Yeah, sure. We'll be there anyway with Christopher.
Oh, great, thanks. He is ringing this morning, isn't he?
Yeah, we left him in bed, but he was getting up. Oh, he gave me a lovely great big box of chocolates.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Yeah, you're very lucky there.
Yeah, we are. We do keep trying to remind ourselves.
They'll be out of church soon.
Hmm?
Done the God bit, so they've earned a drink.
Oh, don't blame them, do you?
Well, I know I'd need one. Kirsty, you all right?
Yeah, fine. Just wondering what to cook tonight.
Oh, the thrill of being in a relationship.
No, I want it to be really nice. Well, the whole weekend was supposed to be really nice.
You got something to celebrate?
Oh, no. No, I've got something to make up to Sam.
Ooh, scandal, yes.
No.
Well, what then?
Oh, I've just been acting really stupid.
That sounds promising.
Really, really stupid.
Well, come on then.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, hurry up and tell me before the rush.
I'm in Paris.
Kirsty.
Okay. It's about Tom and Brenda.
Sorry?
Fallon, I've been such an idiot. It's just, well, ever since Tom started going out with Brenda, I've been just really off. Not just with them, but Sam too.
Why?
Stop it, I know. Why, exactly?
You can't still like Tom. What? After what he did to you? Are you some kind of masochist?
Please don't.
Are you crazy? What, Sam is so much fitter than Tom, and he's a nicer bloke.
I know.
You don't know when you're well off.
Oh, Fallon, I wish I'd never told you.
But he took you skiing, didn't he?
Yes.
Where did Tom ever take you, except drag you around the supermarkets promoting his sausages?
Okay, we're all agreed. I am officially mad.
Yeah, you are. You need help.
Well, no, actually, because I've realised in time. Except it's not in time, because now David's gone and stupidly thrown himself down Lakey Hill, Sam's had to cancel his weekend off. The weekend I was going to make it all up to him.
So now you're working on tonight?
Exactly. Dinner, bottle of wine, and a not-so-quiet night in. Ooh, now, do I want a tangy lemon fondant enrobed in delicious dark chocolate? Or, Nozette Delice. Or hazelnut truffle bomb. Neil?
Oh, I don't know. Do I have all three?
No, I couldn't. Not after that lovely lunch.
Oh, go on. It's your day, isn't it?
Oh, I'll have this Nozette thing to start with anyway. That's lovely.
Oh, stop it. You're making my mouth water.
I don't think I've ever been so spoiled.
Yeah, well, me and Chris were saying you can take people too much for granted.
Oh, love.
And if you don't tell people things or show them when you got them...
Yeah, I've been thinking about them today as well. Poor things. I wonder how Mike is.
Yeah, I thought I might nip over later.
It's hard to know what to do, isn't it? I don't know if you're making it worse.
No. Anyway, let's have one of these chocolates.
Neil, you didn't even look what it was.
Mm. They're all going to be nice, aren't they?
I don't know. They're wasted on you.
Christopher's really pushed the boat out with these, hasn't he?
Yeah, bless him. Oh, go on. Another. Then I can have another one.
Ah. There. Happy?
That's better. Oh, look. I think I'll have my lemony one now. Did Chris tell you about his sponsorship?
For the derby? Nope.
He's doing really well. He's getting all his customers to sponsor him. He showed me his form.
Oh, good for him.
And he's got India on there.
Hey? Haven't they got a big enough national jet?
What? No. Not the India Beesborough.
Oh, her.
Yeah, her. According to Ronnie, she's always hanging round when they're shoeing. And Ronnie doesn't suppose he's the attraction.
Well, no.
Imagine Neil. Ah, Chris, with one of the Beesborough girls.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't go buying your outfit just yet, love.
Oh, I didn't say that. Oh, who's that on a Sunday?
I get it. Are you here?
Of course I'm here.
Hello? Yes, it is. Oh, hello. No, he's not here, I'm afraid. He's on the moped. He won't hear it. Well, I don't know what to say. He left about 10-15 minutes ago. Oh, okay. Okay, then. Yeah, bye.
Kieran?
No, it wasn't Kieran.
Oh, who was it, then?
Carly.
Carly? Yeah. He's not... Oh, that little tramp.
Susan.
Well, wasn't you who walked in on him? He's not still... Oh, Neil, I'm not having this.
There's not much we can do.
Well, I think there is.
He's 17. We can't stop him.
Well, we can say something. We've got to.
I wouldn't bother her. She won't be here for much longer.
Oh, how do you know? Oh, the little... Oh, if he thinks he can get round me with chocolates...
Leave it, Susan. The more you say, the more he'll run after her.
Oh, that's choice. The way you go on about Ed.
That's different.
Oh, is it? Honestly, what is it about my family? Why are they always attracted to such no-hopers, eh?
Oh, thanks for that, David. Must be quite an exercise with one arm.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Come on. If he can't make us a cup of tea, what is he good for?
The knackers, the way I feel.
They're very painful.
Well, yeah, it is, actually. No, it's not the shoulder, it's this resting. I'm so bored.
Well, I could bring the church accounts round for checking if you like.
Don't do that. He's got our own to be getting on with.
If I ever could get on with them, I have to keep stopping what I'm doing to separate the kids.
Welcome to my world. You have got the washing out, haven't you? And on the aerer, Pip's got netball tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Might be a bit bunched up, though. It's not easy with one hand. You try it.
Hey, listen, you're lucky it wasn't any worse.
That's what I keep telling him. My heart nearly stopped when I saw him come off.
Well, it's made me have a proper think about safety regulations anyway.
Oh, well, I'm glad I've done you a favour.
Well, you have, I'm afraid, but if it saves someone else breaking their neck... No one's entering without the proper safety gear now, and no one's going up that hill as high as you did.
Egypt.
Hiya.
Look, anyway...
Hi, Kirsty.
I better shoot. I've got a service at Edgeley.
Well, thanks a lot for coming.
Yeah, well, I'll keep in touch. You keep smiling. Oh, and let me know if you change your mind about the account.
Bye.
Hi, David.
Hiya.
How you feeling?
Oh, you know, can't complain. Mm. Well, I don't complain with this one around.
You, go and make us another cup of tea. Go on.
Another one?
While I do the calves.
Kirsty.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Oi, take these mugs with you.
All right.
That's it.
Won't be long, sir.
Oh, dear. Domestic goddess, not, I'm afraid.
Poor thing.
Yeah, he's a bit sorry for himself. Here, look, I'm so sorry for spoiling your weekend.
Oh, well, can't be helped.
As soon as David's a bit more capable.
Oh, no, it's fine. I've decided me and Sam can have our weekend tonight.
Ah.
What?
It's just, Sam and I have earmarked tonight to track our mastitis record. It's something we've been meaning to do for ages.
Oh, right.
It'd be really helpful if we could just get on with it. I'm so sorry, Kirsty.
Oh, it's okay. I can see I better wait till things have calmed down here. Don't worry about it.
Caroline, oh, sorry.
Morning, Ian.
Feet under the desk already tonight.
Yes. Don't tell her, will you?
All right, then. Well, how does it feel? Knowing that one day all this will be yours?
Pretty terrifying sometimes, but in a good way.
It's going to be great. Is Caroline about?
You'll find her on reception. She's helping with the checking out. Linda's got a llama crisis.
Right, you are. I just wanted some of the interiors contacts, the places we use for the refurb.
You haven't got any more plans of that nature, have you?
Adam and myself are thinking of doing some decorating at home.
Oh, I see.
So don't worry. You don't have to go back to Jack and renegotiate the price to take account of my expensive tastes.
Mm. So you'll be wanting to renegotiate your salary instead then, eh?
I shouldn't worry. I've got some way to go in convincing Adam that all over Magnolia doesn't actually count as a decorative scheme.
Not his forte, eh?
No, which, as I see it, gives me a free hand. Oh, here, anyway, I'll leave you get on.
Rightio. Amazing, isn't it, what you can find on the internet?
Amazing.
Second-hand milk processing equipment. And I've got over 20,000 sites to choose from.
I told your dad last week to give me that shirt for mending. Sent him back up to change.
It's only a day of coppicing, Mum.
One of the cuffs is nearly hanging off. Catch that in the chainsaw, he'd soon know about it.
Yeah, that's true. There's no hurry anyway.
Well, have a cup of tea if you want one. Joe, there's still tea in the pot, isn't there?
It's all right. See my dear brother manage to run some Mother's Day card then, in the end.
Now, William. Yeah, brought it round yesterday just after you'd gone. And some of my moisturiser that I like.
Very thoughtful.
Well, it were when money's so tight for them.
Yeah. Which is exactly why this whole flat idea that Emma's going on about is never going to happen.
Have you spoken to her about it again?
No, and I'm not going to. She's living in the same fantasy world as Ed.
No, will you?
It's the same with this milk thing of Oliver's. That's never going to happen, is it? Not in a million years.
Well, I don't know, love, but would Oliver mention it to him if he ain't serious about it?
Well, they've just bought Grey Gables. Why would he want to go fiddling about with something else?
Well, that's why you'd need our Edward to run it.
Ed can run a tap and you know it.
Let's wait and see, shall we? You ought to be pleased, you know. At least it means him and Emma's given up the idea of going to live miles away.
I still don't want him in Borchester.
Better than France.
Just let them try. The only person who's taking George anywhere is me.
Oh, now, I were thinking you and me ought to sit down and do a list of everything you'll need to take for him on this holiday. And you'll have to check everything she packs, love, just to be sure.
Yeah, don't worry, I will. Oh, it's going to be so great, though, Mum. Can you imagine when he sees the sea and feels the sand on his little feet?
Oh, no. You will take loads of pictures, won't you?
Yeah, loads.
Right, will that do you?
Yeah, that's better.
Perhaps we can do some work then.
Yeah, I'd better go too. What you doing today then, Joe?
Me? Oh, not much. This and that.
George, I'm sorry, darling, I couldn't hear you. Oh, is it your naughty teeth again, eh? Oh, shh. What shall we do with you, eh? Do you want to chew on this, yeah? Darling, no? All right, come on. I know. Let's have a bit of music on, shall we? Oh, God. Ian, what have you been listening to? Ah, now, that's better. This is nice, George, isn't it? Oh, that's it. Spring's coming soon, Georgie. Then the summer. Ed's gonna get a job. We're gonna move out of that stinky caravan. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Come on. Oh, poorly boy. Yeah. Right. Let's have a little sit down, eh? Maybe you might go off.
They always had the most birds of anywhere in the village, eh?
Well, they're still here.
And the most wildflowers and all.
Yes, I know.
We was organic at Grange Farm before the word was invented.
You were a man ahead of your time, Joe.
Yeah, well, maybe I was.
And you've left me a wonderful legacy. One I want to preserve and possibly exploit.
Exploit?
Well, that is why you're here, isn't it? I mean, you have come to check me out.
I just want to know you weren't leading the lad on. Well, it don't seem fair to fill his head with ideas if you're only half thinking about it.
I'm not half thinking about anything. I'm very serious.
You are?
What's Ed told you?
Oh, just that he wants a small herd selling the milk direct.
Yeah, that's right. I know it flies in the face of what's happening in dairying, but that's the point. A genuinely low-cost, low-output operation.
Which is pretty much how it's always been at Grange Farm.
Well, yes. Which is why the land's in such good heart. I mean, there's a number of workable buildings.
Yeah. The cow shed ain't so bad.
No. All the work's cosmetic.
Of course, the roof's a bit of a mess.
Oh, easily fixed.
Yeah. Now, what about all these hygiene regulations, though? That's the trouble, isn't it? Yeah. You get clobber for them, whatever size outfit you are.
I agree, they are a bit of a maze. I've sent off for the new ones. Well, they'll make some interesting bedtime reading.
And they don't put you off?
Well, no. No, not at all.
You see?
No, I'm really keen on this, Joe. And if Ed's prepared to work hard and really run with it, well, it could be the making of it.
Emma? Are you still here? Emma?
Oh. Ah, lovely man, eh? Have you been having a wee nap, eh? What, are you ready to get up? Come on, then. That's it, up we go. Shh. Don't wake Mummy, eh? Well, too late.
What? Ian?
It's okay, I've got him.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
No, I feel terrible. Please don't think.
No, I'm not thinking anything.
No, I'd hate you to think, honestly, that I was taking advantage or anything.
Emma, I mean, we're paying you to do the cleaning. If you do it in an hour, that's fine. If you want to spend all day here doing it, that's fine too.
I'm not asleep, though. I blame your big comfy chair.
Yeah, well, make the most of it. It could be on a skip by the end of next week.
What? This?
Yeah, a casualty of my new colour scheme.
You're never throwing this out. What, you can only have had it for a few months.
It was a Grey Gables cast off to start with, from the top landing.
Well, it's beautiful.
Well, there you go.
If you're throwing it out, we can have it, could we?
Well, isn't it going to make the caravan a bit cramped?
Oh, I haven't told you, have I? Now we're hoping to get a flat.
Yeah?
Yeah, over Jack's. I've spoken to Kenton and he's thinking about it, but I think he's quite keen. Because I could open up in the mornings and everything, and he hates the early mornings.
Well, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I hope so. I've got everything crossed. I mean, it is furnished up there, but it's not very nice.
Yeah, well, you're most welcome to the chair and anything else we get rid of.
Oh, thank you very much. That'd be great. What are you thinking of doing in here, then?
Well, I tell you what? Why don't I put us on some coffee and I'll show you some of the magazines I've been looking at for ideas.
If you ask me, Stirling's got a screw loose. They just bought the flaming hotel, for goodness sake. Now he wants some milk processing business. What does he think this is? A game of flipping Monopoly?
That's exactly what I said.
I mean, you can't find a single big dairy farmer that isn't losing money. So what chance do you think he's got with a herd of 30?
Well, he keeps going on about the quality of the milk, doesn't he?
Oh. Well, people say they want quality, but how many of them's prepared to pay for it, eh? How many of them can really afford to?
I don't know. That's what he's got to find out, I suppose.
There is one other explanation, of course.
What?
It's not really going to be a proper business at all. It's all a scam.
Eh?
Some clever tax dodge. Well, whatever it is, it would be a fool to go anywhere near it.
That's never stopped him before.
Yeah, you're right there, son. Oh, but I've wasted enough breath in the past trying to get him to see sense. I'm not about to start now.
Hello, are you back?
Yeah, got on really well.
Oh, hello, love. Hey, don't say any more about it in front of your mother. You know what she's like about it.
Okay.
Good. We'll be able to have our tea nice and early. How evening, Joe. You've been doing some gardening.
Yeah, well, I can't do much. I haven't tread down the soil, see? But I soon knew some art collegiate in the lean-to, Clary, love, and some of them poppies you like.
Oh, lovely. Always feels like summer's coming when you start getting the seeds underway.
Is that the lot, then?
Yep.
Right. I reckon I'll have a bath and a beer. Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, good call, Dad.
Oh, there's plenty of water if you want a bath too, will you?
Oh, thanks, Mum.
And don't you stay out here too long, Joe. You don't want your back playing up.
Oh, I ain't been out here that long. I've been over at Grange Farm.
Have you?
Yeah, I thought you'd hear what Oliver Stirling had got to say for himself on this milk plan of his.
Oh, right.
Hear it direct from him, eh?
And?
Oh, he's dead serious. Small-scale, quality milk. He's done all the sums and all.
Really?
It'd be summit, wouldn't it, eh, Clary? A dairy herd back at Grange Farm and a Grundy running it.
Oh, Joe.
But look, don't say nothing in front of them two, will you? If you could have heard them carry on about it before you come home, let's just keep quiet and bide our time while Oliver Stirling puts a few more things in place, eh?
Joe, do you really think our Edward could do it if he put his mind to it?
Well, I don't see why not.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful?
If our Edward can just keep his nose clean for once.
Yeah. Oh, please. Maybe things is looking up for him and Emma at last.
Yeah, right. See you Thursday. Bye. Ah, sorry about that, puss. What can I do for you?
Who are you seeing on Thursday?
Chalky. Got a bit of a boys' night going on.
Really?
Oh, what's with the face?
Well, I was just wondering if you'd be trying to claim it as a legitimate business expense.
That depends on who else we might be seeing.
And where? Because as far as I can see, most of your meetings seem to take place in lap dancing clubs and casinos.
Yes, and?
You're not trying to tell me you can negotiate terms with one eye on the spin of the wheel.
It's about creating the right atmosphere.
You concentrate on the finer points of a contract with some 6 foot blonde waggling her bits in front of you.
Look, Lillian, one day you'll have to come to one of these clubs with me.
Oh, I don't think so.
They're not what you think. The girls are hostesses. Oh. They're there to converse.
In between their napkin folding classes.
They're there to make pleasant conversation and to get you to buy drinks.
Well, mark success in your case. Four bottles of champagne at nearly £100 a pop. Seven cognacs and cigars.
They weren't all for me. It's all business entertaining.
Tell that to the revenue.
Oh, come on, for heaven's sake. I'd hardly let you see the receipts, would I? If I had anything to hide. Blimey, I've got more to fear from you than the revenue. You all right? Case closed, is it, D.I. Bellamy?
If you say so.
Look, I think you know, Lillian, there are some things about me you might be able to change, and there are other things that are non-negotiable.
Fine. You've made your point.
Good. As long as we're clear.
Oh, yeah. Very clear. As long as we know where the boundaries are.
Absolutely.
Well, I've done the post and I photocopied these reports. I'll be getting off.
Really?
I've got things to do.
Oh, puss, come here, come here.
No,
don't be
Matt,
like
look, that. Look, I don't want to be schmoozed, OK? I'll see you later.
Drink at the ball lunchtime? Suit yourself.
Of course, Mike Tucker's offering having Ayrshires.
Well, Mike had Ayrshires himself, didn't he? When he had his own herd.
Ah, but I used to say, and I told Oliver Sterling this, I favours Jerseys myself. To see a few Jerseys back grazing on Grange Farm.
Oliver really thinks he can make money at this game?
Well, he's talking about making as much as 30p a litre.
Profit?
Well, no, before costs. But it's a darn sight more than Brookfield's making, I'd say.
Well, nearly twice as much. Perhaps David should have gone for it after all.
Selling direct to the public, that's the answer, he says.
Well, if he really thinks there's a market. It just shows, Joe, if you stick around long enough, everything really does come full circle.
Just what I would say. Of course, in the Depression, a lot of farmers had to take on selling direct.
Well, there you are, full circle again. Of course, if Oliver really wants to turn the clock back, the breed he ought to be getting in is the old dairy shorthorn.
I don't think even he's thought of that.
Are you finished with these?
There ain't been a dairy shorthorn in Ambury since...
Since the foot and mouth 56.
Ah, of course.
We had to have all ours culled.
What's this?
Oh, sorry, Fallon. When we had foot and mouth at Brookfield in 1956.
Raw liver and the pig's fill, one.
It was only after that we went over to Frisians.
What was it like then? Was it the same as last time? A disinfectant everywhere and everything?
Oh, goodness me, it was worse. Jeff Bryden standing guard at the gate.
No, he was the village bobby.
Nailing up the restriction notice.
Hang on. Ambridge had its own policeman.
Well, yes, of course.
Well, didn't you ever wonder why we had a house called the police house?
Oh, well, yeah, but I thought... Well, you mean he was here full time? What did he do all day?
Well, lots of things.
No, hang on. Hold it there. I'm going to get my mini disc.
Grief! Look at this one. What am I wearing?
I know.
Oh, Fallon doesn't know what she started. Well, if only I kept some of these clothes. They're all in again, you know. Alice would love them. Lillian?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jenny.
What is it?
Nothing. I'm just being silly.
No, you're not. What is it?
Oh, nothing, really.
Go on. Tell me.
It's just Matt.
Oh, what's he done now?
Nothing. Nothing new, anyway. It's just this PAing I've been doing for him. I've been sorting his receipts, you know. And it's this other life he has, all these clubs and the things he goes to.
Oh, Lillian.
I know it's silly, because that's just how he is. And in the end, he's here with me, isn't he?
Yes, of course he is.
And I know he loves me. In his way.
Yes.
It's just...
Oh, well, it's bound to make you feel a bit insecure.
Rubbing my nose in it with jade.
Well, that was outrageous.
You know what I mean, don't you?
Yes. Brian doesn't operate in quite the same way as Matt, but... Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
I mean, it's not like I expect him to be faithful. But I suppose I want to feel he's... Well, it doesn't sound so very different, but it is. I want to feel he's loyal.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Oh, dear.
But that whole jade thing, he's never going to do anything like that again, is he? Under your nose.
Oh, no. We know where we stand on that.
That's good. So really, and it's hard, but if you want to stay with him...
Yeah.
Poor you.
No, oh, like I said, I'm just being silly.
You're not. He's a beast.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what I like about him.
Lillian!
Oh, come on, let's get on with these.
Well, you sure you're all right? We can do them any other time.
No, 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 I promise, Fallon. Right. Now, come on, which of these are you prepared to have projected 10 foot high in the show? Oh. You're happy with your legs in this one?
And that was the last we heard of old Charlie Box and his hot air balloon.
This is great. What about the music in the 50s?
Oh, well, you're talking to the right man with Phil Archer here. Yeah, you had that skiffle player come and work for you, didn't you?
Oh, Jimmy, yes. Jimmy Grange.
Yeah, Jennifer's told me about him.
Well, he was really quite good.
That's incredible. What, and he played, like, in his spare time in the Cellar Club thing?
Oh, no, well, this was way before the Cellar Club. I remember going to see him play in Borchester, though, with Mum and Dad. They hated him.
Oh, we used to have regular ops here, you know, dances in all the village halls round about.
Oh, yes, that's right, every week.
Of course. Of course, I was a happily married man by the 50s with two young lads, but for a young man to be Borchester like Phil Archer...
Oh,
go on, he was a regular heartbreaker.
Really?
Yeah, not satisfied with romance in the boss's daughter, he was having a thing with the poultry girl.
Well, yes,
yeah, and Rita Flynn, the barmaid here, she was another of his conquests. She was married to a convict.
Wow.
Anyway... Back on the music.
Somewhere in Scotland, I think it was, he was banged up. Post office raid, wasn't it?
I really can't remember.
Yeah, we even had the nerve one time to borrow Grace Fairbrother's car to take Rita Flynn to the...
Now, my parents, Fallon, they used to have little musical evenings at Brookfield.
Yeah.
Down the Vale, that was their favourite, the duet.
Oh.
It's a pity there isn't still a piano in here. I could play it for you.
Well, if he was going to play anything, it ought to be the village pump.
Oh, well, that too.
The village...
If ever there was a song that was like a soundtrack to our lives in them days, it was the pump.
Working all the day, there's a lot of little houses in the middle, and two pubs, the Bull and Cat and Fiddle. But you made no mistake.
Lillian!
Shh!
What?
The village pump.
What's going on? Is Sid strangling that vile peacock at last?
The village pump.
The village pump.
Yeah, I had got the idea.
Oh, you don't understand. You couldn't. You weren't here.
Oh, right. It's down memory lane now, is it?
Been down it all morning. Been sorting out photos for Fallon.
Yeah?
You know, she's doing this archive show. She wants a back projection. Borsetshire in the 50s.
Oh, right.
Oh, happy days.
Oh, it's not too bad out here, out of the wind, is it? Shall I get us a drink or sit out?
Yeah, why not? Oh, there's no hurry. Hey, do you want to see these photos?
Yeah, all right.
Now, what have we got? Aha, me at the stables with Christine. Oh, and me and Mum and Dad. Oh, me and Nick.
All right, yeah. This is your first husband?
Yeah.
Good-looking pair.
Oh, and this is Roger. He married Jenny, but I went out with him first.
I love that shirt. Look at that colour. That hair, what did we look like?
I know. Oh, and me and Ralph... On our wedding day.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer was your bridesmaid.
Matron of honour. She was married to Roger by then.
You were happy with Ralph, weren't you?
In the beginning, very. And we lived at the Dower House. It was only when we left Ambridge that everything started to go wrong.
Oh, my puss. You've had a tough time, haven't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you have. You know... Widow so young.
Yeah, well, you get over it.
But no regrets. I mean, you know, Nick especially, that was tragic.
Nope. No regrets. What's the point? Anyway, if things had worked out differently with Nick or Ralph, I wouldn't be where I am today, would I?
What, and that's a good place, is it? With your old tiger?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Good. I'm glad you think that.
Good.
Anyway, let's put these away. Why go backwards when you can go forwards?
Well, that's one way of looking at it, but, well, it's a pity you feel like that, because, well, perhaps you won't want,
What?
Nothing, nothing. It's just, well, I was passing the Dower House just now, and I see the sold sign's been taken down, and I wondered, you know, if you'd, like to go and take a look.
Oh, Matt.
So you would then, would you?
Oh, I'd love to. You'd buy it to live there with me.
If it makes you happy.
Oh, yes, yes, please.
And we did have fun last time we looked round, didn't we?
Oh, you bet we did. Oh, Matt.
Oh, great.
If you're sure you want to live at a place where this pass is for entertainment.
Well, this is entertainment.
So this is what Tom asked me to look out.
Oh, right.
It's my contacts for the British Horse Society. But for Gymkhana's locally, tell him his best bet's Mandy Beesborough.
Oh, still? Mm.
She is still the main organiser for the Pony Club, though India's pretty much running the junior section these days.
Oh, is she? Oh, it's a shame. She and Alice have pretty much lost touch since Alice moved to the college.
Mm. She's a lovely girl. Just don't get Susan on the subject.
Susan? Why ever not? Mm.
She'd got her eye on India for Christopher.
What?
Mm. But it seems he's still got a thing going with Carly.
See, dear, how much longer is she going to be here?
I don't know. Caroline's managed to make some progress with her. Carly's talking to her mum again anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. And she's going home for a visit for her sister's birthday, so fingers crossed. Anyway, I hope those are a help to Tom.
Oh, thank you very much. They've probably already got their catering sorted, and this is what he's finding.
Oh, you can only try.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, are you back to work now?
No, I've got to call at Brookfield first.
Oh, I feel so bad. I haven't been. How are they coping?
Well, Ruth seems to be revelling in it, being out on the farm full time, I mean. But poor old David's another matter.
Oh, he's stuck in the hat.
Yes, giving a whole new meaning to the words desperate housewife.
Oh, dear. Oh, I really ought to do something.
It's hard to know what. I offered to take their ironing away, but Ruth just stared at me. They don't really do ironing.
No.
So I've done them a casserole.
Oh, I suppose food's always a good idea.
Mm, it is in that house. Well, thanks for the coffee.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Well, are you going to the Borsetshire Fine Arts meeting tomorrow?
Oh, that bloke on fire dogs? Mm-hmm. No, I can't.
Oh, it's a shame.
We've actually got an invitation for once. Valda, you know the church organist from Pennyhassett, and Beta. It's their golden wedding.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Mm, I hope so.
Well, finished your meeting, darling?
Yeah, it's just about. Oh, morning, Sugar. You staying for coffee?
No, thanks. I can't stop, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, nice to see you. How's Alistair?
Fine, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Is this coffee still warm, Mum?
Yeah, should be okay.
Brian?
Hmm? Oh, yes, please.
Sugar's given me all her contacts, so can you pass them on to Tom, please?
Yes, thanks. Oh, by the way, Adam, he's put in a bid to expand the pig numbers.
Huh?
Yeah, don't worry. I won't let him run before he can walk.
I can't believe he got on the phone to you and asked you to bring supper round.
I didn't.
No, you didn't. Not exactly. Not exactly, maybe. But a load of whimping about how he couldn't even put a sausage under the grill without being racked with pain.
It's true. My other arm's starting to hurt now from overuse.
Honestly. Poor old you.
Thank you.
It's not the first time you've hurt that shoulder, is it? Do you remember when you came off your bike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were tended by a very solicitous Sophie. You lay on the sofa and she fed you grapes.
Yeah, those were the days. Fat chance of my getting any sympathy round here now.
Yeah, well, she didn't have to live with you.
Haven't you got ewes to feed?
Haven't you got a dishwasher to stack and a shopping list to write? And have you phoned to check about the potato planter?
See? There's no rest. Every time I come out, there's a list of chores as long as my poorly arm.
I'm sorry, but they've all got to be done.
Oh, I tell you, catching up on paperwork has never seemed so appealing.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, would you?
Oh, Shula, I would, but I'm a bit behind.
No, you go, Ruth. It's all right.
Thanks. Use first, then I'll take over from Bert on the top dressing while he has his lunch.
Okay.
See you.
Is it very painful?
Yes. I'm surprised how much it hurts, actually.
Oh, for you. Has Kenton been round at all?
What, offering to help? No, thank goodness, we've got enough problems.
Oh, no, I was thinking more of the soapbox derby. He's right in the thick of it.
Yeah, leading poor old Sid a merry dance, I gather.
I know, he's dreadful. Keeps telling Sid complete fictions about the cart he's doing for Jamie.
Really?
Yeah, and Sid believes him.
Well, you know, Kenton, he thinks Sid takes himself far too seriously.
As if it matters who wins.
Shula, heresy. And don't say that in Sid's hearing.
Sorry, Tom, can you get through?
Just about. You need to get this hedge trimmed.
I know. Keeps getting put to the bottom of the list.
I know the feeling. I've been out here since 8.
Yeah?
Jazz is not around today.
Oh, right.
So I've been feeding, strawing down. Now I've got a stack of calls to return. And I've got to rush off and see a supplier as well. It's never ending.
You won't be too broken-hearted about not expanding the numbers, then?
What?
Sorry.
What do you mean, not expanding?
I thought Brian would have told you.
Well, I haven't seen him. How do you know about it, anyway?
He mentioned it this morning.
In the meeting? You've been discussing my pigs at your meeting.
No, not at all. He just mentioned it in passing. It was more a casual conversation.
Oh, well, thanks very much. I'm working my backside off, and all it deserves is a casual conversation.
Look, I didn't mean that
it wasn't... He's got no business talking to you about it anyway. I mean, he doesn't ask me what I think about the strawberries.
He didn't talk to me about it. It was more him telling me what he'd already decided.
Which is that it's a no.
It's a no for now.
Oh, can't he see? It's hopeless.
I'm sorry, Tom.
I really thought after we pulled off that day at Lower Loxley, and the rugby club thing...
He hasn't ruled it out forever.
And me and Brenda are working really hard on getting bookings for the summer. Why should we even bother if he's got no faith in us?
He has. The way he sees it, if you're right and the catering side goes well, you can buy in extra pork to see you through.
I want to be able to say it's all home-reared.
Look, I know how you feel.
Do you?
Yeah, Brian squashed plenty of my ideas. But there's no point getting all worked up about it.
It's easy for you to say.
I know, but look, if you make a fuss, you'll get nowhere. Take it from me. Just accept it and put it to him again when you've actually made the sales.
Yeah. He still shouldn't have talked to you about it before he told me.
No, of course he shouldn't. That's how Brian operates. Divide and rule.
Oh, Jennifer, that looks fantastic.
Well, it's only a lasagna.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's another meal taken care of. Sorry, do you think you could...
Oh, yes, of course. Do you want it in the fridge or the freezer?
Oh, fridge, please. We'll have it tomorrow.
Right. And there's a cake in the one tin. Nothing very special, I'm afraid.
Oh, sure it is.
And some sort of oaty biscuits in the other. I think the children like those.
Yeah, you bet they do. Oh, this is brilliant. Thank you so much.
Oh, a bit full in here.
Well, Shula brought some stuff around.
Whew, this lettuce is off. Shall I chuck it?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Ooh, these carrots have seen better days.
Well, Ruth's going shopping later, if she can tear herself away from the milking.
Oh, don't tell me Sam's out of action as well.
No, he's doing the milking, but Ruth likes to be there.
Oh, well, that's very commendable.
Well, as long as Sam doesn't mind. She even got up this morning to do it with him.
Oh, dear. His bin's rather full.
Oh, yeah, something else I was meant to do. You couldn't possibly put it in the compost thingy over there, could you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mum insists. Goes on the veg.
There, and, now I'll empty the bin for you.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer.
Well, it's not very easy to tie them, is it?
No, it isn't, thanks.
Well, where'd you keep the bags?
Second drawer along.
Oh, yes.
So, tell me your news. How's Jack?
Oh, much the same, I'm afraid.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, not really. We'd hoped that with the Grey Gables sale going through, it'd perk up a bit.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit soon, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. The whole point was it was supposed to be a load off his mind. It doesn't seem to work that way.
It is a big wrench for him.
Yeah, I know. But he did agree to it. It's been going on for quite a while. It still means there's a lot of pressure on Mum.
Don't know how she does it.
No, nor me. Because you have to, I suppose.
Yeah.
We all try and do our bit. Me and Tony and Lillian, we go and sit with him, you know, to give her a break. Mm. She worries about him even when we're there.
It's very difficult.
Well, shall I take this outside?
Oh, no, no, don't worry. I can do that. Thanks a lot.
Hey, anything else I can do while I'm here? What's up? Ooh, about this washing up.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Are you sure?
Well, not really. Go on then, thanks.
Oh, Adam wanted me to ask if tomorrow afternoon's all right to walk the crops.
Oh, yeah, yeah, great. Something I can do.
Is that Jennifer's?
David.
Hello, Ruth.
Oh, he's never got you working. The cheek of it.
She offered.
Yes, I did, honestly.
I don't believe you.
Oi, boots.
What does it matter? The floor's filthy anyway.
Ha! I'm not allowed to get away with it.
Do you want me to give it a quick once-over?
No, don't be daft. We've got Frieda tomorrow.
Thank goodness.
You'll have to have a good tidy-up in here so she can get round. Haven't you even offered Jennifer a cup of tea?
I was just about to.
She's even brought her own cake, by the look of it.
I'll put the kettle on, shall I? Oh, how sweet! Your little fawn's waking up.
Well, I'm better take that bag out.
Oh, just like Bambi.
You didn't catch Bambi rooting in bin bags.
Oh, it is so lovely here. There's so much going on. Well, you know what I mean when the children have left home. It can be so quiet. Well, you see.
Night, boss. Night, then.
Okay, night, Jeff. I'll see you in the morning.
Brian.
Tom. Hello. Haven't seen you all day. You been busy?
I told you, Jazza wasn't around.
Oh, yes, yes, so you did. All going well, is it?
You can cut the chit-chat, Brian. Adam's told me.
Sorry?
That you're not going to let me expand the pigs.
Oh, well, I didn't say that exactly.
Well, okay, not for now. What I want to know is, how come he gets to here before me?
Well, you said yourself, you've been flat out all day. You mean down here?
I don't think I should have to come and find you to find out. Might be nice if you'd made a point of finding me.
Oh, for goodness sake, Tom. Look, I'm sorry Adam got to you first. And he should have kept his mouth shut, but it's really no big deal.
No big deal?
No. All I've said is, let's leave it for now. We can revisit in a few months' time.
Thanks very much.
Let's just see how the sales go over the summer.
Hello.
Hello, darling. Right.
Well, I suppose it'll have to be, won't it? Night.
Night. How is Brookfield?
Oh, hardly domestic bliss. And the poor children, they fell on my biscuits like locusts. Darling, how do you think Shula seemed?
Well, this morning? I don't know, I hardly saw her.
Oh, no. Everything's all right.
Why shouldn't it be?
She seems so subdued.
Right. I mean, it's nothing to do with us.
No, I think it's Alistair. He's not been really happy since that business with Brookfield.
Oh, surely he's not still whinging about that.
That's good coming from you. You've got a permanent feud with Matt.
Well, that's different. He's just a reptile. Look, Jenny, if Shula and Alistair have got problems, it's for them to sort out.
Right.
Don't interfere, because it's nobody's business but their own.
Ah, this is a bit of luck.
Is it?
Yeah, I just popped down to pick up Lillian and saw you pull in.
Right.
Chalky was only saying to me the other day, we haven't seen you for a while.
You're not saying you've missed me.
Yeah, of course we have, of course.
Even when it's one who owes you.
Oh, come on, Alistair, it's not like it's a six-figure sum.
Not quite.
Oh, dear. You have turned pessimistic. That is no mindset for poker.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why I've been keeping away.
See, that's the trouble with being a pessimist. It skews everything. I mean, if you don't get back round the table, how are you ever going to win it all back?
I was thinking more of putting in some long hours at work and paying my debts that way.
Not so much fun, though, is it? I tell you what, as it happens, we've got a game tonight.
I don't think so, Matt.
Come on, what's the matter? Not a word to Shula.
It's not that.
Okay, look, I'm not going to pressure you. It's up to you. But as far as those debts of yours go, you're being oversensitive. Anyone can have a run of bad luck. It's got to end sometime. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a call later, let you know when and where. And if you come, you come.
OK. But I doubt it.
Like I say, entirely up to you.
Alistair?
Anyway, I better be going. Sorry, Shula. I'm late for Lillian. Bye.
Oh, bye. What did he want?
Nothing. Just being neighbourly.
Really?
Yes. At least I presume so. I don't give people a third degree, unlike some.
I'm not.
Could have fooled me. He saw my car from across the road and came to say hello, okay?
Alistair. Look, I'm sorry. I've got to say this.
What?
Well, it's not as if you and Matt are great mates. Look, don't shout at me, please, but he hasn't got you back playing poker again, has he?
Thanks very much.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for having such faith in me.
Alistair, I was only asking.
Oh, you shouldn't have to.
Yes, I know, but, well, you've been so...
What?
I'm sorry. So you're absolutely not gambling again?
I am not even going to answer that.
Alistair, please.
I'm not gambling anymore, Shula. Satisfied?
There we are. A present for Morris.
Oh, thanks. He'll be thrilled.
Is her okay, or do you want it in the cold room?
No, he's almost finished this batch. Then he can get straight on with the venison.
Great. So, how are you today?
Me? Fine.
You got over the bad news?
What, Brian? Yeah, I'm taking it as a challenge.
Good for you. So, you're going all out on the bangers and burgers?
Not just that. I wanted to talk to you, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm thinking of expanding my range.
Into?
You must have thought about doing a venison sausage.
I have. I said so to Brian when you came in with us.
I thought you would have done. I think now's the time.
Brilliant. It'd certainly add value. Is it economic, though? You wouldn't be making many of them.
No, I know, but, well, the machinery's all up and running. There's no cost there. I think it would work fine.
Great. Well, give it a go.
Fantastic. I've already started thinking about the ingredients. Might have a word with Ian.
Yeah, do. So, do you want to tell Brian, or shall I?
I don't think either of us should, yet.
Well,
Adam, you know what'll happen. He'll either kill it stone dead or come in and take over. Start telling us what to do.
True.
Isn't it better if I develop it first, work on the taste, and present it to him as a finished product?
It's a risk. He might feel stitched up.
Yeah, well, it's either that or him stitching us up.
There is something to be said for having a finished proposal.
Exactly. We've been here before. If I go to him now, he'll only tell me to go away and do some research or get him some figures.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, then do it your way.
Great. And you'll back me up?
Yeah, of course. I've been wanting to do more with the venison for ages.
Oh, brilliant.
And it serves Brian right. That's the snag with divide and rule. You sometimes get a joint rebellion.
So who's going to be at this thing tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Mum and Dad, obviously. Church wardens from all around the parish, bell ringers.
Neil and Susan?
Yes, she said they were going.
Oh, well, that's someone for you to go into a huddle with anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, there'll be plenty for you to disapprove of. Alan and Anusha, Christopher and Carly.
I don't disapprove of Christopher and Carly.
You're not denying Alan and Anusha, though.
Are you going to be like this all evening?
What happens at a golden wedding, anyway?
Thing. It's just a little party.
Such an outdated concept.
What?
Well, we won't make our golden wedding, will we?
What do you mean?
I'll be 87, you'll be 91. What a prospect.
Thanks very much.
Well.
We're all supposed to be living longer anyway.
Oh, the current over 80s, yeah, they're the toughies. Can't know what's going to happen with our generation. Might all be knocked out by bird flu.
Oh, maybe, but it's a bit unlikely. With all the advances in medicine, the new drugs...
Yeah, well, it was only a comment. I don't want a discussion about biosciences.
OK. Will you call Daniel? Tell him his tea's nearly ready.
He'll want it in there. You'll never get him away from the Simpsons.
You can watch it in here. You know I don't like him eating on his lap.
Oh, does it matter for once? Oh, you'll have to call him anyway. Hello? Oh, yes. Hi. What now?
Daniel! Yeah. Daniel! Tea! Daniel!
Okay. Yeah, I'll get this in a moment.
Did you tell him?
What? Oh, no, I didn't.
What is it?
I'm sorry, Shula. I'm going to have to miss tonight.
Oh, no.
Got a call out.
It's not going to take all night, is it?
Well, I don't know. It's way over past Beckwell. Nasty breech calf.
I see.
Sorry.
I don't think you're sorry at all.
What?
You heard.
I am trying to hang on to my loyal customers, Shula. The ones who still actually trust me with their cows. Enjoy your evening.
You are joking.
No, why?
Ian, Memoirs of a Geisha?
You loved it, we both did.
That doesn't mean I want the whole house Japanese style.
Well, it's one room, Adam, that's all.
Even so, in a half-timbered cottage?
Well, I think it'd work really well. Look, we can paint the beams black, white in between, and a fine grit wallpaper. Look, this is orchids on a metallic background.
What?
Well, I did wonder about bamboo, but...
Bamboo?
Yeah, and then we have a couple of screens, minimal furniture.
Isn't that no furniture? I mean, where am I supposed to flop down after a hard day dipping sheep? On a rush mat?
I'll get you a futon.
Thanks a bunch.
Come on, well, can't you see it?
In a word, no.
Well, I think it'd work a treat, and, I mean, I think we know who has the eye for design around here.
You promised you'd never say a word about that shirt again.
It's a bad look, Adam.
Okay, I'll give it to the fate.
I should save it for the guy if I were.
Oh, you're so funny. So, you really think this could work, do you, this Oriental thing?
I do.
Oh, go on then. I must be mad.
Look, you won't regret it, honestly. Excellent, and you can take a couple of days off next week to get on with it.
Yes, I've already warned Brian.
That's good, because I've already ordered the paper.
What?
I didn't think you'd mind.
Well, there is one thing, I suppose. All those fruit trees in the garden. If we crack on with it, we'll still be in time to have a blossom viewing ceremony.
Yeah, we went round this afternoon, putting in an offer. So I'm just waiting for Caroline to get back to me.
What, just like that?
Yeah, when I make up my mind to go over something. Can I talk to you?
No, thanks. I'd better not.
I'm in a taxi myself, so I'm all right.
I ought to be going anyway.
Hey, don't rush off. Look, really, Alistair, you don't have to be embarrassed.
Well, my run of bad luck doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon, does it?
Okay, there's a couple more IOUs. We're hardly going to be sending the heavies after you.
It's a relief.
You know the rule of seven, don't you?
In poker?
No, in sales. I started out cold calling, you know, double glazing, cleaning products.
Really?
And the wisdom has it that every seventh person should be a sale. So every rejection, you're one closer to your seven.
Right.
Same applies. Every time you lose, you've got to be that bit closer to winning.
I'm not sure it's quite the same.
Oh, come on, not that old pessimistic bit again. What you want to do is to take Chalky up on his offer and go to this game he's got on Saturday.
No, I think that would be a big mistake.
Start turning your luck around. If you're not in it, you can't win it, can you?
I'll see. Anyway, I really must be going.
Yeah, all right. You don't shoot her asking awkward questions, do you?
Well, no, not really.
Hey, she's not suspicious, is she?
Well...
Don't you worry. She won't hear a word from me.
Alistair, it's all right. I'm awake.
So I see.
How was it?
You know. How did you get on?
Fine, it was really nice.
Good. Were there many there?
Yes, quite a few. And Penny Hassett WI had made them a lovely cake, and there was champagne, well, sparkling wine, and Alan said a few words.
Oh, jolly good.
Oh, he wants the donkey again for Palm Sunday, so will you have a look at his teeth?
What?
Benjamin. His teeth, before Palm Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Can you remind me some other time?
Okay.
Was that it, then? Most exciting conversation you had all night was about donkey dentistry.
It wasn't meant to be an exciting sort of party.
Well, there's a thing.
I have got some exciting news, though. Caroline left a message. She's had an offer on the Dower House.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Market always picks up about now.
I couldn't believe it. It's from Matt.
Goodness. Is she going to accept?
Yes, she is. She said it's quite a low offer.
Well, as you'd expect from Matt.
But at least she knows he's serious. And I presume he's got cash.
Oh, yeah. He's got the cash, all right.
Typical Matt. Waiting till now, he's got her over a barrel. He knows she's desperate to sell.
Yep. Anyway, yep. Can you put the light out?
Of course. Sorry. You must be tired.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me. Was it okay, the cough?
Cough? Oh, no. Lost it, I'm afraid.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry.
Me too.
Do you want...
No, not really.
Okay. Night, then.
Night. Oh, look, this is hopeless.
What?
I'm sorry, Sheila. I'm still too wound up to sleep. I shouldn't have come to bed.
Oh.
I'll go and read a bit, maybe. Have a cup of tea or...
Go on the computer.
Yeah, maybe. Check my emails.
Okay.
Sorry. You go to sleep.
I'll try. If you're using the computer up here, shut the door, will you? It keeps me awake.
Okay. No problem.
Thanks.
I'm not late, am I?
Hi, Ruth. No, I just thought I might as well get them together for you.
You're spoiling me.
Yeah, you're doing me a favour letting me off early. You sure it's okay?
Sam, I don't know how you can even ask after all you've done for us this week.
I've said I don't mind.
Well, the least we can do is let the two of you have a nice long evening. What time's she coming?
Not sure. She's at the shop till 5.
Plenty of time to turn yourself into a sex god then.
Could take a bit longer than that.
Rubbish. Well, I'd better get started. Out the way now, Biff.
Good, I'll get the gate.
Boy. Thanks.
Hey, you know, it was funny this morning.
What was?
Well, God, it was quiet at milking.
I'm afraid two early mornings in a row is enough for me.
I suppose I got used to it, you know, having you there.
Yeah. David thought you mightn't like it. You'd think I was checking up on you.
No, not at all. Oh, it was great to have the company.
It's funny. That's what I really envy you. The peace and quiet.
Really?
Yeah. Compared with chasing round after the kids, trying to get on with things with Ben in tow, being out here, it's bliss.
Yeah. That's weird, isn't it? I sometimes wonder if I'm too much on my own.
Do you?
Yeah. Could explain why I'm so grumpy.
You're not grumpy. Not compared to David. Even when he's well half the time.
He's not that bad.
No, I'm only joking.
Yeah. Could explain why Kirsty's been a bit off with me.
Sam, she hasn't, has she?
Well...
That's our fault. You've hardly seen her.
Oh, no. This goes way back before. It's not just that.
What is it, then?
And 50 pence change. There you go. Thanks very much. See you again.
Thanks. Bye. So, as is, well... I'll tell you later. It was not pleased. Hey, Ken.
Afternoon.
You all right? Nope, sorry. Sorry about that.
Fallen straight out of the peaches, have you?
Yeah, we have actually. How'd you guess? Yeah. Very good.
Let me guess. Big Friday market on the Tin of Peaches car park. You did quite well. Had a few pints in there. Feeling peckish. Realised they don't do food.
Stick to Uncle Ken.
Oh, lucky me.
Yeah, we're loyal, aren't we? Area staff discount or something?
No.
Oh, what? Come on, Ed. Let's go.
Oh, dear. Bye-bye, boys.
Ah, you're all right. We're only joking.
Great.
I haven't got the cash.
Yeah.
Oh, dumbass. Yes. I'll have your all-day breakfast.
Yeah?
Your biggest.
Okay. One belly buster, Frank.
Same for me as well, please.
Yeah. Make that two, will you? Do you want tea or coffee?
No, I'll have a coffee.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Jezza?
Tea, of course. Pardon me.
I'll make those large ones, shall I?
When are you moving out?
Sorry?
So me and Em can have upstairs.
It's okay. I can see you don't want to tell me.
It's just that... Yeah, it's been a few weeks now. And Kirsty's been... different.
How different?
Just a bit off with me. Like, distant.
Have you said anything to her?
No, I haven't.
But it's got you wondering.
Well, yeah. First, I thought she was leading up to dumping me. But she hasn't. Not yet, anyway.
Why would she want to do that? You seem to get on so well.
Yeah, we did. But when I got to thinking about it, all this only started... Well, since Tom started going out with Brenda.
You don't think she's still hankering after Tom?
Dunno, but...
That can't be right. She'd be mad.
Well, what else could it be? He really hurt her.
So why would she want to get back with him?
No, what I mean is, he really hurt her. And I just split up with Fliss and... Well, then me and Kirsty got together.
But you liked each other for ages.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and I still do. I like her. I mean, but... I wonder now if we just got together too soon.
On the rebound?
Yeah, something like that.
You've got so much in common. I mean, she understands about your work. You like all the same kind of things.
Yeah, it's not just about sharing hobbies, though, is it?
Well, no, but... Look, just ask her.
If she wouldn't still rather be going out with Tom?
Well, not exactly. You don't know it's that. It could be anything. She could be worrying about something else.
Yeah. Still doesn't make me feel exactly great about myself, though. Or about us.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Kirsty.
Hey, you're early.
Yeah. Helen, let me go. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I'd better get these cows milked. You get off, Sam.
Right. Thanks.
Come on, Biff. Let's get them in, eh?
Come on. Do I get a kiss, then?
Yeah, of course.
Come on, I've been waiting all week. Even if you are still at work. I've missed you.
Yeah?
Lots.
Oh, right.
I know, it may not seem like it, the way I've been lately. I'm sorry, Sam.
Sorry?
I don't know how to say this, really, but... Oh, I've been so stupid. I was just... You must have noticed.
Yeah, I had.
Really, I'm sorry.
Was it about Tom?
How did you know?
Oh, you know.
Oh, that makes me feel even worse. Sam, there is nothing between me and Tom anymore, honestly. There never was. I was just... Like I say, I was being stupid.
Yeah? You sure?
Of course I am. You're worth 1,000 of Tom. More. Oh, God, what an idiot. Oh, I could have lost you over this.
No.
Oh, I could. And I deserve to. I'm so sorry. Can we just forget about it and start again?
Yeah.
I'm really going to make it up to you. Starting now.
Okay. Deal.
I mean, neither way not ugly, right? Would you bring it? It's probably only greeting because it caught sight of it selling the cunner.
Not just.
I mean, they're all freaks in here. That granny, is she bald yet? What?
Shut up.
I mean, ask you.
She won't be ill, you don't know.
She should stay home. And that ugly brat.
You keep it down.
Why? About time and all. I'm getting a headache.
Just eat and shut up, yeah?
That guy behind you. What a perv. What do you mean? He's only sitting there so he can eye up the lassies coming out of school, isn't
he? Here, like a couple of years back, we did this April Fool, right? I stuck a pound coin to the road outside the shop.
Nice one.
Maybe he's going to do the same thing tomorrow and look up the girls' skirts when they try and pick it up, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, mate. You got enough room, are you?
Ooh, love them shoes.
Shh. Anyway.
Aye, aye. He's having a word with Kent.
He's probably reserving his table for tomorrow, eh?
Go ahead. Where is it after this?
I don't know. Better get back, I suppose.
Here, Kenton, can I have a refill?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind another coffee and all, actually.
Yeah, no refills for you two. Just eat up and get out.
What?
Yeah, I'm glad you find my customers so amusing. Unfortunately, they don't share the joke.
It's getting to you.
Yeah, it might be something to do with the rollicking I've just had from my boss.
Huh?
That guy who's just left? He owns this place.
Kennel, Biff! That's it. Good dog.
Ruth?
You can't keep away, can you?
Was everything all right?
Of course.
How's that quarter looking?
Fine. The inflammation's all gone.
That's good. And the other one?
I'm still keeping the milk out of the tank. It's all on the whiteboard, Sam.
Right. Sorry.
Go and get on with your evening.
Right.
How's it going?
That's fine. Fine, yeah. Kirsty's about to start cooking.
Good. Have you asked her?
Oh, no. There's no need. Yeah, it's all sorted.
Good.
Yeah.
Stop worrying and go and enjoy your evening.
Yeah, okay.
Sam, you chopping these onions or not?
Yeah, come in.
Go on, go.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, Ed. Brilliant.
What?
You idiot. You stupid idiot. Kenton rang me about the flat.
Yeah?
He's not letting us have it. Because of your behaviour. What? How could you? How could you be so stupid?
Well, I haven't done anything.
Only lost us our best chance of getting out of here. Our only chance of getting out of here.
Kenton said we can't have it.
Yeah, quick, aren't you?
That's pathetic. We didn't do anything.
Insulted the owner, he said, and the other customers.
Wait, but I didn't. That was Jazza.
Oh, please.
It was. Anyway, it's the Asbo stuff. It's just an excuse.
What?
But Kenton never wanted us to have it anyway. It's only you bullying him.
What?
He doesn't want to move in with Kathy.
Well, how do you know?
He wants his space. Why do you want to live with anyone anyway if it means getting your ear chewed off all the time?
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. Or maybe it was the drink talking.
What drink?
Oh, Kenton said you were both ratted.
Oh, Kenton said.
Well, you obviously were. What is the point of making a bit this morning if you throw half of it away in the pub and then driving?
I've had enough of this. Do you know how long it is since I've seen any of my mates, let alone have a few drinks with them?
So?
Before Christmas. I haven't had more than a can of lager in I don't know how long. I never go down the bull. I'm stuck here night after night after night.
Yeah?
I'm working all the hours I can for Oliver, doing boot sales, the markets. And when I'm not doing that, I've got George. Every penny I earn, I'm handing over to you for food and nappies and stuff.
Well, hello, that was the deal. You knew
yeah,
that.
I know that.
You knew when we got together, it was me and George. We're a package. I thought you realised that.
Yeah, I do.
I thought you wanted that.
I do.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
I didn't mean... Of course I do, Em. Em?
No, don't.
Em.
No, it's no good, Ed.
Come on. I'm sorry about the flap. We'll find somewhere else.
Well, how? Where?
We will.
You've got to grow up. You've got to be responsible.
I am. This milk thing for Oliver.
You've got to think about all of us. And our future, where we're going to live. Because we can't go on like this.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.